L.A. Larkin turns out to be Louisa Larkin, and the book is called Thirst, and it's labelled the best Antarctic thriller since Ice Station. Congratulations, L.A., on that.
Thank you very much.
None other than thriller writer James Phelan made that comment about it. But I was most intrigued because I just didn't think of Antarctic thriller as a genre unto itself. Are there lots of them?
Well, there aren't an awful lot of them, I have to say. In fact, you've got Matthew Riley's Ice Station, yeah. Of course, which was 1998. Kim Stanley Robinson, his book actually called Antarctica,
right.
Which is a thriller set there. Mm-hmm. There aren't really very many, but I'm delighted to say I'm thinking of creating a few more, so yeah, I'm going to add to the genre with a couple more.
Well, I was thinking of the is it called The Thing? The alien sort of erupts out of the meteorite in the
So there's
the
quite
Antarctica,
a few.
Or?
I can't remember the name of them, but there are quite a few where you seem to get the spaceships and the aliens and
right.
horrific viruses and nasty, ghouly things coming out of Antarctic ice.
Yeah.
So there have been a